Matthew chapter 22. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a wedding for his son and sent out his servants to call those who had been invited to the wedding, and they wouldn't come. Again, he sent out other servants saying, Tell those who have been invited, See, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings have been killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the rest of them took his servants and treated them spitefully and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was angry, and he sent out his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. And he said to his servants, The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, invite to the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man who didn't have on a wedding garment. And he said to him, Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment? And he couldn't answer. Then the king said to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and throw him into outer darkness. There shall be crying and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Then the Pharisees went and took counsel how they could entangle him in his talk. And they sent out to him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that you are true, and teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care for any man, for you don't regard the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar, or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness, and said, Why do you tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. And they brought him a penny, and he said to them, Whose is this image and superscription? They said to him, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they had heard these words, they were amazed, and left him, and went their way. The same day the Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection, and asked him, Master, Moses said, If a man dies, having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up children for his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers, and the first, when he had married a wife, died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third until the seventh. And last of all, the woman died also. Therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Jesus answered and said to them, You err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels of God in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, haven't you read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. But when the Pharisees had heard that he'd put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, who was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What do you think about Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, The son of David. He said to them, How then does David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. If David then calls him Lord, How is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, nor dared any man from that day on ask him any more questions.